We're looking at making dispensationalism clear, and we're going to look at the first dispensation. Now, you say, but wait a minute, it's not called dispensations and a dispensation, and you made a big deal about covenant theology, that that covenant theology was not in the Bible. And here you say the first dispensation, Adam in innocence, that is before he fell. This was a dispensation. What's the difference, Couch? Well, number one, the difference is big because Burkhoff and Hodge, two of the most outstanding covenant theological guys, say that the covenant of works and covenant of grace were not explicit in Scripture, but implied. That God made a deal, made covenants before the Bible took place. And they admit you can't prove that, but it certainly just seems to be that. That's what they say, it seems to be. Well, the fact that Adam and Eve were tov, the Hebrew word for good, the creation of Adam was good to God before the fall. This is a dispensation. Well, you say, wait a minute, Couch, it doesn't say that. But we can see it actuality. The difference between Burkhoff and Hodge, they say, well, somewhere back there lurking in history past or eternity past is these covenants of works and covenants of grace. God made a deal with Adam that if he worked, he could be saved. You know that's what the covenant of works is about? The covenant of grace or the covenant of redemption is that Christ made a covenant to come down and die for men. That is, we don't have that in the Bible. He made a covenant with God his Father. The Bible says he was obedient unto death, that he came down and died for men. But it's not called a covenant. And so, but when you look at the dispensation of innocence before the fall, you want to call it something else? Call it something else. And the fall, by the way, is a big deal. And innocence is a big deal. The early parents, our early parents were innocent. They were, what their creation was good. Though they're not called holy in the sense of holiness, of the holiness of God, yet their creation was good, and they were innocent from sinning. Now, what do you want to call it? The word dispensation is a Bible word, oikonomia, economy. That is, God dealt with Adam and Eve before the fall in a certain way, just like you keep your household a certain way, and I keep our household a different way. I may keep a bank account different than you. I have a certain economy, the way I run my house and pay my bills, and you have another. That's what dispensation was all about. So we have God having fellowship with Adam and Eve before the fall, before they disobeyed God, and before they turned their backs upon Him. Now, you know what we good dispensationalists would say to you? Hey, if you don't want to call it dispensation, I don't care. Doesn't matter. Just give me a word. What do you want to say about Adam and Eve before the fall? It was a humongous deal. They had walking fellowship with God. And the fall will be a disobedience, a form of lying, in fact, and a disobedience and not obeying God, and we'll take our first parents and throw them into a terrible degeneration and into a sin not obeying God. So what do you want to call it, you covenant guys out there? Well, I like dispensation of innocence. Now, if you don't like it, it's okay. It's all right. No problem. You say, well, okay, then covenant theology, I'm not going to call it a covenant of works. Fine. You're going to call it something else, but you can't even find it. It's not in Scripture. Burkhoff and Hodge admits it's not in Scripture. It's something that happened in eternity past, some agreements made in eternity past, or God making agreements to do certain things. With Adam, it was Adam, I'm going to make a covenant with you. If you work, you get salvation. Well, where do you find that? You don't. So you see the difference between us dispensationalists? We've got a deal going on here before the fall. Adam and Eve were created tov. They were created good. They were there. They were sinless. What do you want to call it? Okay. I have no problem with calling it an economy, a different economy. Because after the fall, boy, oh boy, is it different in this world? Does God have to do something else that's entirely different? Is His relationship to humanity different? You bet it is. You bet it is. You see the difference? You ain't going to find covenant of works. And the covenant of grace or covenant of redemption, they say God made this agreement, this covenant, this contract with Christ to come down and redeem man. No, he was obedient unto death. But it's not a covenant. And Berkhoff and Hodge admit it. They admit it. So, but we dispensationalists, well, Couch doesn't say dispensation of innocence. Okay, fine, no problem. You see, I can get rid of the word, but I have the phenomenon recorded in the Scripture. Adam and Eve were created good. Adam and Eve were created sinless. Adam and Eve had a relationship with God. Period. You want to call it something else? I don't care what you call it then. No problem to me. Call it the period of innocence? Hey, that's fine. No problem. You see, we dispensationalists are working in reality. The terms, there's no problem. But you covenant guys, you're not working in reality. You don't have the covenant of works and covenant redemption in the Bible. They're just somehow implied somewhere in the past. You see the difference? We dispensationalist guys, we're good. Adam goofed. He sinned. He disobeyed. He partook of the fruit of the tree of good and evil. And he threw the world into evil. And boy, oh boy, is it different on the other side. Is it different on the other side? We're going to look next at reconstituting the earth for man's use.